Maybe Arizona is a non-issue after all. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Arizona is suddenly in the bullseye for the way it's planning to enforce the immigration laws. Lieutenant Frank Balcom, a police officer in Glendale, Arizona, and a vice president of the Latino Peace Officers Association, says that's unfair.
Don't punish us by moving out of the great state of Arizona. Don't punish us by having strikes in regards to not coming and enjoying our great weather. Let us work this out through a process.
That process, he says, would include careful police training, because there may in fact be objective ways to tell who is here legally and who isn't.
But usually what I pick up on, Dave, is their accent and the way that they dress, and the most importantly, the way they communicate with me. I'm a native Spanish speaker, and I can tell by their action what part of Mexico they're from.
All right, so do we therefore let guys like you, who understand this, just sort of randomly stop people and just engage in casual conversation?
We still have to have a reason to make contact with these people. We can't just come up and say that we suspect they're in the country illegally. Mm-hmm. That in itself is not a police function.
You really don't want a system that would allow an officer to just engage folks in conversation and listen for their accent, huh?
Well, I wouldn't want it. Would you want it up in Seattle?
No, probably not. So follow me here. If someone like Lieutenant Balcom, who can tell the difference, doesn't want to randomly engage people in conversation to come up with probable cause to arrest them for an immigration violation, nothing's going to change. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.